Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show. Okay, let's go over our stories here. Tell me, let me know what you've got.
You want me to run it down?
Yeah, run it down.
All right. Do you have anything? I'm not going to go in depth.
No, don't go in depth.
Just, make sure there's no overlap.
Yeah.
Anything about Santa?
Nope.
Anything about Bobcats?
No.
President Lincoln?
No.
Good. Taco Bell?
No Taco Bell. Sorry.
Bestiality.
Is that related to the Bobcat story?
No, it takes a real man to fuck a Bobcat.
It's like sticking your dick in a blender.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey Chris, what episode is this?
I'm chewing a gummy bear.
I'm sorry, I don't pay attention to you.
My God.
What episode is it?
A horrible green one. This is episode number 53 of the internet comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole.
And I'm Chris.
Can we talk about the confections that we've been consuming over the past couple of episodes?
Yeah, they're vodka-soaked gummy bears.
Which is something I believe you got from a Fox 9 report about middle school kids getting drunk off their minds.
On vodka-soaked gummy
bears.
Yeah,
they're like sneaking them into dances and stuff. It was the scourge of homecoming season.
What are you going to do?
So we're sitting here with a big bowl of them. You use blueberry vodka.
Violet, you're turning violet. Violet.
can you tell me a story, Chris?
Sure. A New Jersey teacher is on paid administrative leave for bullying a special needs student. After the student, he slurred as a tard and mocked as powerless, secretly filmed the shocking bout of verbal abuse. The student, Julio Altruz, has ADHD and emotional problems. After telling his parents, the student was given permission by his parents to take his camera phone to school and video what was happening in class to be able to prove that he wasn't lying. The footage he brought home from school put an end to their skepticism and turned it into horror. The exchange caught on video went a little something like this.
Oh no.
Teacher, I'm being real. Real sucks. Real hurts. Who cares that you're special? Student, no one. Teacher, nobody, dude. Nobody. Student, don't call me special. Teacher, what? Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. What does the title on the front of that school say? Special education. What do you want to be called? When the student asked to instead be called normal, the teacher lashed out and calls the student a tard. The teacher even goes so far as to taunt the student in his inability to fight back, saying, "What are you going to do? You ain't going to do a thing. You ain't never going to be big enough or bad enough. Life sucks. Reality sucks." OneNote tab, finally.
You know, it was a brave decision for this school to hire Arlie Ermey as their special ed teacher, but
who's,
you know,
the twinkle-toed retarded communist cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant? Is it you, you special needs little fuck?
Okay, could I be real?
Sure.
Fuck this woman. That kid had no way to defend himself.
It's a man. It's a dude. It's a dude. That special needs teacher's
a guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's my problem. Yeah. That stereotype. Fuck that dude. Fuck him. Where does he get off yelling at a person who is smaller than him and slower than him and just picking on the goddamn powerless? Come on. Reality sucks. Reality isn't that you can pick on people whenever you fucking want. Hope this guy gets the fucking book thrown at him. Jesus Christ. Have some goddamn tact.
Well, what else would a tard do with a book?
Jesus. Oh man, that's I'm not even gonna.
You almost said touche.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Don't talk French.
I have emotional problems.
The hyper-literate slow southern man?
I don't even know.
I'm telling you, I got emotional problems, and you are feeding into my validation complex, okay?
So, now, would you like regular or unleaded?
wearing bib overalls with no shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to you today about my childhood.
God. Why would anybody do anything that they wouldn't want somebody else to see them doing in an age when watches, wristwatches, have cameras on them? Everybody is watching you at any time of the day.
But there comes a time when you just... First off, you do not know what this kid did.
Okay.
In the weeks or months prior. And maybe, just maybe, this teacher thought that this kid needed, like, a wake-up call. Because first off, being ADHD and having emotional problems, and if you Google and listen to the video, the kid is not, like, he's not of diminished capacity. He's ADHD.
Yeah.
And he probably just bangs his head on shit when he cries. I mean, I don't know. He has emotional problems. He can be functional.
Right.
He could be a horrible boss. He really could.
Yeah.
So maybe this teacher's just like, maybe that's the highest functioning kid in the class, and he's got like some chip on his shoulder.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the system sent him to a place where, you know, he has to, you know, learn how to put the triangle block into the triangle hole.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Maybe he wants the kid to do more. Maybe he wants him to build sandwiches at the Subway and not pallets at the New Hope. I don't know.
I guess what I'm saying is you should never, by a matter of course, call a special needs student a tard. That might be hurtful, and that might get you in trouble. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
You know.
But you go through the door, it's on special needs. It's on the door.
Well, Chris, can we keep it in school?
Sure.
Can I tell you a story about a janitor with a heart of gold?
Mm-hmm.
This kid in 20. No. A millionaire in Seattle is being forced to quit his job. After successfully running for school board, Tyrone Curry will be unable to continue serving as a high school football coach and janitor. He became a millionaire, but kept his job because he really enjoyed it. He won the lottery. If you're not busy, you get old, and I never want to feel that way, says Curry. Chris, I thought this was America. I thought this was America, and people who had enough money could do whatever they wanted. If this person wants to continue sweeping the halls because it makes him feel good, let him do it. He's rich.
He's a security risk.
He's rich. He has all the money in the world. What would he take?
I've got the golden bucket.
And you know what's heartwarming about this, Chris? He's a philanthropist. It's actually pretty cool. You know, he continues playing the lottery every single week, and he says the next win, Chris, gonna buy a new tennis court for the school. That's pretty neat. They want to take this man, he's gonna be walking around anyway. Let him hold a broom. This is a travesty. It's a travesty.
I won't stand for it. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Give him a broom.
Give him that dude.
Give him a mop. Something. Chris, tell me a
story. The kids love him?
They do. He's great.
Hmm. You know who else kids love? Santa.
I'm sure they do. He brings them toys, if they're good.
Yeah. Well, in Suffolk County, New York, they have a budget of $2.7 billion. And the current county executive, named Steve Levy, felt the need to nix the seasonal job of David McKell, who is an 83-year-old former homicide detective. McKell works as Santa and only draws a seasonal salary of $660. That's for the season.
For the season, and that probably just recoups dry cleaning costs on the suit.
Yeah. The county executive who is not running for re-election, says he can't justify the expenditure when a local health center is losing money.
$660.
$660.
We need to tighten our belts and we need to make sacrifices, Chris. This guy, Santa, is going down. You know what? We shouldn't teach these kids. Why would we teach these kids that something will come to them for nothing?
Now, there's people in this community.
Yeah.
Who are saying that they will give money.
Yeah. So they can have Santa.
This Levy dude.
Yeah.
Says he's going to prosecute them for illegally contributing to government officials.
Santa's a government official?
Apparently.
God. Man, what a dick.
He's an a-hole.
Stephen Levy, Chris? Stephen Grinch. Grincherson.
Your face turned grinchy.
Hate this man. That guy can go straight to hell. Stop it.
Now put your dick in this coin purse.
What?
I'm going to snap it.
Oh, I said stop it. Oh, okay. Stop it, snap it. Slap it. Bop it. Twist it. Spin it. Blow it. Bop it.
We're talking about Nickelodeon Floam?
Gack.
Gack.
Gack. Yeah, gack. Gack. The pizza one smelled like puke. Okay.
Floam was like somebody like put K-Ro syrup in a beanbag.
It's like you were playing with your Stretch Armstrong on your beanbag chair and they both broke at the same time.
All right, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Chris, medical professionals are noting a rise in sleep texting, which is the result of sleep deprivation leading to performing simple motor activities while in the twilight zone between sleep and wakefulness. Doctors recommend that in order to get the best night's sleep, you need to keep your phone out of your bedroom. Where do you keep your phone at night?
In my bedroom.
Yeah, me too. Is it on your nightstand? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine too.
Well, it's my alarm clock.
Yeah. It makes sense, you know? It's nice. You know, I like waking up and checking my emails in bed, you know?
Every hour and a half.
Exactly. I am so very tired. I am so very, very tired. No, but you shouldn't do that.
Never know when good news is coming.
Chris, I am nothing if not an optimist. However, shouldn't do that because you're gonna text. I mean, but that's a good excuse though, you know. You get good and liquored up, you know. Drunk texting, that's not excusable. However, sleep texting, I'm not responsible for that.
Oh, no.
I said I wanted to put my face where? Oh, that was asleep. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I was I'm sleeping. Oh, now I'm sleeping. I can't even remember you told me this.
Who is this? What are you? Where's my face?
Is that a pterodactyl?
Yeah, sleep texting, Chris. It's an epidemic, especially among younger people.
The anonymity in all communication, because like even if you post something on somebody's Facebook, oh, I had a party and like somebody, I left my page open and somebody said that, you know, I wanted you to use your chest as a towel.
Yeah, yeah. It's just all you have to do. Yeah, it's a, you know, yeah. It's mirrors facing against mirrors. Nobody knows. It's like the end of Enter the Dragon. That's what it is. The last sequence of that, it was in a Hall of Mirrors. It was pretty cool. It's a good movie. Bruce Lee.
And the cuts on his face?
Yeah, yeah. On his chest. Yeah, that poster that's in all the dorm rooms next to John Belushi wearing a college shirt. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a cinema buff. Cinemaphile. Cinemaphilia. Chris, tell me a story.
A Tennessee woman said she wanted a relationship. It did not just want to be called, just be called a booty call.
Okay, that seems like a reasonable thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She repeatedly stabbed a male suitor with a pair of scissors after he became irate when she put the brakes on his attempt to, quote, touch her suggestively.
Suggestively means, hey, I might touch you. Like, that's not a suggestion. That's...
Oh, by the way?
Yeah?
They're first cousins.
Oh, no.
An investigator noted that both of the cousins smelled of booze and admitted to consuming significant amounts of Everclear grain alcohol.
Oh, moonshine.
Yeah, absolutely.
White lightning.
The woman, a Taco
Bell... cleaning products.
The woman, a Taco Bell employee, bonded out of jail after posting $4,000.
Now, I'm just standing here filling up this gas tank, and she's saying we need to make commitments. but I am afraid of emotional validation.
I want to make weird-looking babies with you.
Here's those web-toed babies. They're going to swim like champions.
Shut up, bitch. They'll have ADHD and emotional problems. No, they won't.
Okay, so let's add this to the list. Blasé about violence and blasé about incest. What else can we blasé? You know, what else can we be blasé about?
What else can we blasé?
What else can we
use it as a verb?
Yes, we did. Let's blasé this stuff. Mental issues? Let's do this. I just, nothing phases me.
I don't even know. Yeah, they're cousins. Yeah. I don't want to. I just don't. Hey, listen, cuz. I ain't just going to be a piece of ass. All right?
You know, you're gonna have to show me the respect. You know what? You're treating me like a first cousin right now. I need you to treat me like a sister.
I'm family. That's this is blood.
Oh, man.
Why do people do this?
I don't know.
Why?
Like, I consider myself to be something of a cultural relativist. You know, I think that, you know, customs and stuff like that, you just be and let be, you know, live and let live, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But there's a point where it breaks down where I just have to say, get your act together, please. You're making white people look bad.
This is okay on the Oregon Trail, but not today.
Exactly. You know, somebody's going to die of diphtheria as we ford the river and we, you know, play a math blaster, you know, with Reading Rabbit. And you know, and draw a very blocky penis with kid pics, you know, in the
all occurring on my Packard Bell.
Again, we took it, we winnered it down to people who went to school in the late '80s, early 90s.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I was there when we went from Apple IIs to what is it? We went from that to Windows 95 in the computer lab. Chris, last week was Thanksgiving, and last week was the venerable tradition of Black Friday. But if you saw yourself, you know, just being just a little bit too stressed out, something to keep in mind for next year is that in the down economy, there may be a lot of people who can't afford to shop for themselves, but they are such shopaholics that they... Take it easy on the gummy bears, Chris. You just ate like four of them while you stared at me and smiled. No, they love the shop, and they're going to leverage that in order to be gainfully employed. Chris, Black Friday mercenaries are hitting Craigslist in force. At the time that we record this, you know, they're advertising their wares. By the time you hear this, it's already long gone. But they're willing to go out and brave the crowds and stand in line and buy your cheap, crappy television. And all that they ask in return is 15% of what they spend.
So they're asking regular price.
I don't know. Would it be 15% of the sale price or 15% of the MSRP? Because I could see that being a big sticking point.
So is this a deal or not? I want a commitment.
Stab you.
I'm pretty sure that the people that are doing this are the same people that are like effing their cousins.
You have to make sure that they're not effing their cousins while they're on your time, you know, because they could be cutting into the bottom line, you know?
No, we're together and the effing starts with an E.
Exactly. Okay. Wait a minute. Did I precede effing with Anne?
No.
No?
No. Effing a cousin.
Effing a cousin?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I agree. You know, that definitely you should, when you're pronouncing something phonetically, you know, just Fing. What's Fing? He's Fing her cousin? Come on. You know?
You put my Fing in your cousin? You put my thing in your cousin.
Wait a minute.
That's a weird twist.
Wait a minute. Oh, boy. We're through the looking glass here, folks.
Deputies were searching for a marijuana farm in a rural area when they found 38-year-old Henry Arnable. Not Abagnale. Arnable.
Okay.
Okay. Living in a trailer with about 50 roosters.
Okay.
Which authorities believe were being raised for cockfighting. Inside the trailer, they found methamphetamine and cockfighting gaffs, or sharp hooks attached to the that are attached to the legs of roosters and used as weapons. But in a more interesting discovery, they also found the preserved carcass of a bobcat hanging from a fence. Deputies found out that apparently the bobcat had eaten five of the roosters a day or two prior, and that the person had taken a .22 caliber rifle and shot the bobcat, then ate it, and hung it on a fence.
He ate the bobcat?
Yes. Now, I did find a recipe for bobcat backstrap fajitas.
backstrap being the meat from the back.
The shoulder.
Yeah, the shoulder. The top sirloin of the bobcat.
Part that fits in a tortilla shell.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
They're not sure if he ate it cooked or not. They don't know whether he just took a bite of it. They don't know.
Took a bite out of it like a ripe apple?
Well, there was no evidence.
Okay.
Yeah, there was no like red hot sauce. I mean, there was nothing. There was no sort of condiment
evidence.
They
didn't find out if he, you know, used Tabasco or Sriracha.
No, absolutely.
You know, he could be a discerning redneck cockfighter, and he could use Sriracha.
You want real mayonnaise on Bobcat, not Miracle McWhip.
Right, you know. I love this guy's life. That's such an effective snapshot. That's such an effective tableau of just his set of values. And just you know what this person is, and you know what he's like, and you know what you could expect out of any given interaction with him just based on this evidence alone. It goes back to like anthropology, like, you know, just kind of like wondering, okay, like after I'm gone, when somebody's going through my things and like, what will that say about me? You know, my record collection and all of that. And this guy, it's very clear what this man is all about. And you have to appreciate that singularity of purpose.
I've been through your stuff.
It's not very interesting.
Well, I did it while you were alive. And I want to know what the sequin jackets are for.
You know, I like to discourage flash photography.
It was either that or revival.
I tour the Mason-Dixon line, Chris. I move up and down the Bible Belt, and I hold evangelical revivals, okay? I move from town to town before they can realize I'm a huckster, before my, you know, miracle hair grow formula makes their teeth fall out and their genitals turn green, and I'm up to the next city, and I'm banging their daughters, and, you know, they're a bunch of little me's rolling
around. Why don't they believe you when you tell them that was going to happen anyway?
Oh, you know, I just think that it's a smokescreen. People only hear what they want to. You know, I say my miracle hair grow potion is going to cause your teeth to fall out and your genitalia to turn green. And like it or not, your daughter is going to be carrying a little me.
You can dance if you want to.
Exactly.
This world behind.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I guess that would be, you know, my cult suicide remix. Have all of my followers like get bitten by some kind of venomous or poisonous animal that as it courses through their veins, it causes their neural system to lock up. And it looks like they're doing some kind of spastic dance before they seize up and foam comes out their mouth and they fall over and convulse and then they're gone, you know, to hop onto that, you know, miracle train straight to the center of the sun.
So we redo the Thriller video to that song with a spin ending.
Yeah.
Okay. You see it, right?
I do. Okay, I know. I do. And trust me, I'm painting a picture, Chris. Yeah. I'm painting a picture.
You're tracing.
By numbers, okay? Give me some credit.
I'm tracing by numbers.
I can count.
Yes.
Chris, European airline Ryanair is known for its publicity stunts, such as declaring its intention to remove bathrooms from its planes in order to save money. Its newest move is to add terminals for gambling and watching pornography to its flights. Hey, pay to watch some pornography. Not bad.
Right? Meat jacking off in your seat.
Just a little pup rub, you know? Did that person notice? Doesn't matter.
You gonna use that Sky Mall? Oh. Bitch in the Snuggies banging.
I'm glad that it doesn't have a back instead of not having a front, right?
No doubt, right?
Right? The joke there being that I'm an ass man. So
I'm going to put my lap rod in full upright position.
I'm going to take that little stairway that you put next to the couch for when you have an arthritic dog who can't jump up there. I'm just going to put that right up to your butt and crawl right in.
I'm going to make a plane joke.
Attaboy. CEO Michael O'Leary said, by way of clarification, I'm not talking about having it on screens on the back of seats for everyone to see. It would be on handheld devices. You know, yeah.
Logically,
it would have to be. It would have to be. That's ridiculous, Chris. That's ridiculous. I don't understand. Like, you know, you'll see people
checking off on a plane.
No, exactly the opposite.
Logically.
Okay. Why would anybody recreationally watch pornography if it wasn't an aid to that end?
Why do people watch hunting shows?
Because that's their thing, I guess. I don't know.
There you go.
But I guess
Why do people watch Roland Martin fish, for fuck's sake? On Lake Okeechobee. Get off that damn lake. There are other lakes, Roland.
There are other lakes. It's such a diverse ecosystem there, though. On one end, you've got crappie. The other end, you got carpy.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you going to do?
What you going to do? Okay? Yeah. No. It's just, it boggles
Please
my
don't
mind.
Do wordplay until the light comes on.
We are not in the designated wordplay.
If we get that
zone.
Far down the road when stuff's that shitty and I have nothing to say, the light will come on. Okay. You can do wordplay. Okay. That's when that'll happen.
Then I can riff.
You can do that when that light comes on.
I overstepped my bounds, and for that I apologize. No, just from a basic level. Like, you know, okay, I'm going to pimp out my car, so when I roll down the Miracle Mile, I'm going to have a screen in the backseat that's going to be blaring pornography, because that's what I am. You know, I'm just going to have some porn on in the background here during this party. You know, I don't understand. I'm going to watch some porn in this plane, and I'm not going to do anything about it.
I can guarantee you that if we get on the road right now, there is a pickup truck that's like raised up to the heavens, and it's got shotguns in the back window, and it's got a dead deer in the back of the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And they're driving around just wanting somebody to be like, so what's that? It's the same thing.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But it's like, okay, I'm going to make this incredibly personal, but when I'm doing that and, you know, I reach my goal, the project is finished. That instant when the haze clears, everything after that I'm watching, I have to X out of it as quickly as possible because I am disgusted by what I am seeing.
Really?
I'm ashamed. You know, it's like, okay, the buildup, okay, this is great, everything is good. It's like, oh my God, that poor woman. And it's like, I back out and then I go
because you're
sleep.
Watching Harsh Hand Jobs.
Okay. No. Oh my God, that poor guy.
Yeah.
No. Like, exactly. No,
that's the real travesty and cockfighting.
But no, I mean, I hope I'm not, you know, being too real there. But
it's just like, pretty real.
Okay. No, but it's just like, why would you
feel filthy?
Why would you want to have that around if you weren't working towards
that goal?
Don't look at the camera. Don't look at the camera. Okay. No. But I guess what I'm saying is I'm going to be in this plane and I'm going to watch these two people, you know, I'm not sex negative or anything like that, doing what they're doing, whether or not there's any feeling there at all, just like whatever. But there's that. But the goal of me watching that would be to achieve an erection and then do something about it. I couldn't imagine anything more frustrating, anything more emotionally awkward than being in that situation while in what is essentially a fart capsule and 10,000 feet in the air with a person on my right and a person on my left. I have an erection and there's nothing I can do about it. Chris, that's hell.
That's because you're not doing it right.
He says as he licks the vodka off of his fingers.
No, I didn't. I just put the gummy bear in my
okay.
mouth.
I just put the gummy bear in your mouth. Okay. So, yeah. Porno planes, Chris. Porno planes. That's real.
Can I take you to the science zone?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you correctly.
Can I take you to the science zone?
Chris, you need to do it right if you're going to do it at all.
Why don't you ask me?
Hey, Chris, can we go to... Okay, thank you. Protocol, Chris. Protocol.
Unless I'm taking us. There are a lot of reasons why humans should not have sex with animals. And a new study adds cancer to the list. In a study of 492 men from rural Brazil, 35% reported having had sex with an animal at some point in their lives. The report found that those men were twice as likely to develop cancer of the penis. Men who had sex with animals also reported a higher incidence of sexually transmitted diseases. Of the 118 penile cancer patients, 45% reported having had sex with animals, compared to 32% of healthy men. 59% of men who had sex with animals did so for 1 to 5 years, while 21% continued the behavior, also known as zoophilia, for more than 5 years. Men reported having sex as frequently as daily with such animals as mares, cows, pigs, and chickens. Penile cancer accounts for up to 10% of cancers in men in Asia, Africa, and South America, and is rare in the United States.
You can get cock cancer?
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
No, you can.
I knew about ball cancer because of Tom Green.
Tumored for her pleasure.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What's up with Brazil?
Yeah, but it's, you know, I mean, if you can link this to Brazil in these percentages and 10% of the cancers in men in Asia, Africa, and South America.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is an epidemic.
Yeah.
Chris, Chris, are we the weird ones?
I don't know.
Are we the weird ones?
No, I think we got it together.
Okay. I just want to know.
We have evolved, dude. We're banging cousins here.
Exactly.
So, not animals.
My kids are going to have webbed toes because I banged my cousin, not because I banged a duck.
Dude, let me tell you, a weird place to bang something's the barn, not in the family tree.
God.
That's normal.
Hey, you know what? We all go back to the ancestral Eve, right? That's just it's a matter of fact. It is. Man, that's disturbing.
Yeah, but animal secretions, they're...
Well, there's all kinds of different... Oh, God.
Well, I'm talking about gravy. You're sick. You sicko. Jesus.
Shivers. Oh, man. Chris, can I rapidly change the subject?
Yeah. Please.
Okay. We're still in the science zone. We haven't been kicked out yet because of that tragedy. Chris, it's long been known that the color associated with food can affect our perception of its taste. As early as 1957, a study revealed that adding 15% more yellow to the green 7-Up label made consumers more aware of its lemon-lime flavor. Okay? It's like, oh, I get it now. I get what I'm drinking. A new study has revealed that the color of the plate that food is served on has an effect on how we think it tastes. The experiment involved strawberry mousse served on black and white plates. Participants reported that the mousse on the white plate tasted better than the mousse served on the black plate. The researchers think that this is due to the contrast that the white plate provided. So the red of the mousse really popped next to the white, right? So proven correlation.
Mm-hmm.
Other correlations were attempted but failed. Participants said that the white plate mousse was of higher quality, but not in any statistically relevant numbers. There is also no correlation between a plate's shape and how the food tastes. So square plate, rectangular plate, oval plate, circle plate, not a factor.
You know that there is a correlation between the taste of wine and the music that's being played while you drink it.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Example.
I can't. But it's true. The music affects the taste.
So if I'm drinking wine out of a juice box while Yes plays in the background, I'm on a roundabout. No, okay.
I don't know what Yes is.
No, it's a progressive band for
the But it really doesn't matter what music is playing.
Okay. Chris, don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. You're so convincing.
I don't know.
But yeah, this visual, there's a component to it. It's about the presentation. It's about the... You know, it's about, you know, if you're eating stuff out of McDonald's bag, you're not going to know.
Are we talking about a real juice box? Or are we talking about like a 14 inch like section of like copper pipe that you've jammed into a box of wine?
Chris, copper pipe's expensive. You walk around with copper pipe on you, you're going to be just ravished by marauding meth heads. Okay,
oh, absolutely.
You know, copper pipe is a status symbol that I don't think we can afford in modern day America. Okay,
I think stealing copper should be a felony.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so do Illinois lawmakers.
Damn, man. You're getting good at this. I need to props on that. Continue.
President Lincoln is the latest victim of copper theft. Police in Springfield, Illinois say someone stole a 3-foot copper sword from a statue at Lincoln's tomb.
Oh, no.
David Blachet, or Blachette, however you'd like to look at it.
Blachet.
Blatchett. Blatchety.
Blatchett?
No, Blatchety.
Oh, dear.
Blatchety's all over the place. He's like, come on, why the hell are people stealing all this copper? I'm like, I don't know, Blatchety.
Continue, Mr. Stewart.
God, it's a wonderful life.
Martha.
It's a clinker. Anyway, this dude, Davey. Of the Illinois Historical Preservation Agency says state leaders need to move forward with a bill that would make copper theft a felony. These thieves are costing tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage for just a few hundred dollars worth of scrap. I think that right here at Lincoln's tomb, that this just drives home the point that we need to get this bill passed sooner rather than later. No arrests have been made, and the sword remains missing. The last time this same sword was stolen was in the 1890s.
The same sword was stolen?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes.
A storied history.
Absolutely. Yes.
A storied history.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, here's the thing. Making it a felony to steal copper, I'm going to get real here for a second. That's one thing. Making it a felony to buy massive amounts of what you know is illicit copper. You know.
They had a good reason for stealing it.
Did they?
Yes, it was screwing the world's largest olive and the world's largest martini.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need to let that happen because a lot of the alcohol goes into the olive.
And then they returned it.
Okay. Did they? Makes sense. Makes sense. But the olive is still, you know, tragically missing. And, you know, that was planted back when Abe Lincoln was still in office. It was growing ever since then. They called it the Olive of Liberty. And kids from around school, you know, on their graduation day, they would go there and kiss it for luck to make sure they didn't fall as they walked up to receive their diplomas. Do you know how many kids were conceived on that olive, Chris? A couple. And do you know who those people went on to be? American presidents. The circle continues, and their graves, they're going to be adorned with similar olives. And the cycle continues, and that's where leadership will come from. Chris, the olive branch of peace has nothing on the olive branch of leadership. And these people, they have defiled it by taking that copper. And we need to take a stand as Americans. We need to decide where we're at on this, okay? We need to decide. I don't know about you, but I know where I'm at.
The end of the show?
Not yet.
Okay.
Talking about precious metals here. Chris, can I tell you about Clausen Stilton Gold? Oh, I got your eyes there, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what that is. I mean, I don't know what gold is.
It is a daring new artisanal cheese.
Liar.
I'll tell you what. Costing 60 euros per 100 gram slice, or in freedom units, $95 for about 3.5 ounces.
Freedom units.
Yeah. It's a white Stilton cheese that is laced with generous portions of gold cinnamon schnapps and pure gold leaf.
Is that from something?
Goldschlager.
No, freedom units.
No, it's not.
That's awesome. I love that.
Thank you, right?
I'm going to give you full-blown no making fun of you credit for that.
That's rare. That is a rare.
I'm gonna let you own that and admire it.
Okay, cool. Man, I feel great.
Even though I think I thought of it before.
Damn it.
But you can have it.
Okay. You can have it. If I thought of it and dropped it back there.
No, I've never it was good.
Okay,
was
thank
good.
You. Thank you. No, let's take a moment and call as much attention to that as possible.
No, it was good.
Gold cheese, Chris.
When did you think of that?
Just there.
Really?
Yeah, it was an offhand.
Is it like freedom fries?
I was being provincial. Okay, I was just kind of like, oh, I see euros and I see grams. I'm like, what? The only thing that grams matter for is measuring out drugs. So I just took that and I was like, I was condescending to the rest of the world that is not on A, our currency, and B, our measurement system.
It makes me angry. I didn't think of that. It makes sense. Should have happened during the George W. era.
Oh man,
really did.
It really could have carried more.
And that was a self-esteem minute.
Son of a bitch. I thought it was safe. It's been like 7 episodes since you've done that bullshit to me, man. Stop that. It's not fair.
It was good.
It was okay. Thank you. God, so angry. So angry.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Chris, what can our listeners do?
You can obviously download us via your favorite way to get us, whether that is most likely probably iTunes.
The numbers bear that out. Most people are on iTunes.
On iTunes. So while you're there, you can pop into the iTunes store, search for us under Those Damn Ross Kids, and you can leave a comment. You can obviously give a rating that will help direct other people to us. And you can go to the Facebook page and comment, participate.
All about.
You can leave suggestions there. you can post on the wall
for stories or questions. The wall there.
Absolutely. You can call the voicemail at 419-528-TDRK and leave us a voicemail, which we might play on the air if you want to. You can say whether you want to be played or not.
If you want to stay anonymous, let us know and we can.
What can they do?
Through Disney magic. We can just take that.
We started this with what can you do? What can they do, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you want to finish up, or did you want to let me do this?
No, I was clarifying.
Was I doing something wrong?
No, I was elaborating on a point, Chris. You're doing good.
All right.
I'm just helping you along.
Sometimes, or you can pop on over to duckfeed.tv and look us up.
Yeah, all of our stuff is there. Lots of show notes for you to find things. You can search us if there's a topic you're wondering if we discussed it. Put it in the little search bar there. Boop, 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 boop. It'll pull it up. Maybe it'll be there. Who knows? And you can listen to us all there.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend, please. That is a tremendous help.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's cool. It's like sometimes you can see, like, you know, there's people in Hawaii and different countries, and there's people in the middle of the country and obviously around here. I mean, there's just people all over the place. And so, you know, even if you don't want to, like, you know, call in and have something particularly witty to say, it's really interesting for us. Like, it's sort of like when you were, like, at least when we were in grade school, and we would tie a note to a helium-filled balloon. And before baby ducks choked on balloons, we would set them off.
Yeah.
And then the balloons would, like, pop and land someplace, and the note said, you know, hey, you know, can you ride us back? And we kept a map in class.
Did you? Really?
Yeah, we did. And people would, you know, find our balloons, and sometimes if they had some extra time, they would write back.
Yeah.
We put a little pin on where they were and how they found it. And there were sometimes some interesting stories.
I suggest you do all that.
Yeah. So if you find our podcast and you just let us know how you heard about us,
yeah,
then we can put a pin in the particular town that you live in because it's been naughty.
And it will be saved. It will be spared in our coming marauding horde as we sweep the nation. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So do everything and let us know when you're finished. Bye.